Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
With James Comey set to testify tomorrow, it is clear that President Trump is having a sad exclamation point week. And now, on top of all of that, his third favorite son, Eric, is in hot water of his own.
Late Tuesday, the president's son, Eric, lashing out at those who oppose his father's administration.
So with the Destroy Trump media floating baseless Russia conspiracy theories every second of every day, and of course, Democrats on Capitol Hill desperately searching for any evidence of collusion, well, President Trump's sons, they are now coming to his defense. Joining us now, the man himself, executive vice president of the Trump Organization.
I've never seen hatred like this. I mean, to me, they're not even people. It's so, so sad. I mean, morality's just gone. Morals have flown out the window.
Wow. Wow.
The same guy who got so upset when Hillary called his dad's supporters deplorables is now saying that Democrats aren't even human beings, really? And he didn't even warm up to it in the interview. It was practically the first thing out of his mouth. I can only imagine what it's like on a first date with Eric. Hey, great to meet you, Ashley. Do you do anal? I don't know about you, but whenever I see this sort of thing, it makes me wonder, how did this person get this way? And then yesterday, a story came out that sort of helped me understand a bit. Forbes magazine published an article exposing where some of the money that Eric Trump raised for charity was actually going.
Now to that blockbuster new report raising serious questions about the Trump Organization and charity golf events that were meant to raise money for children with cancer.
Forbes magazine reports hundreds of thousands of dollars in charity expenses went to the Trump family business, despite Eric saying many of the costs would be covered by the Trumps.
You have money that starts as other people's donations where they think that they're giving to charity, and it appears to end up as revenue at a Trump club.
Wow. Taking money that was meant for kids suffering from cancer to line your own pockets. That is just...
So, so sad. I mean, morality's just gone. Morals have flown out the window.
My man. So when I first read this story, I thought, wow, this guy's such a dirtbag. But that's not entirely fair, honestly. Because Eric Trump did raise millions of dollars for the St. Jude Children's Hospital. In fact, they even put his name on a hospital wing, right? I mean, not a picture, just his name, right? Those poor kids have been through enough. But still, they like him. And this brings us to how Eric went from using his incredible privilege to help the less fortunate to being the guy skimming from charities. And it turns out he fell in with a bad crowd.
Forbes says problems started with the charity when Donald Trump allegedly demanded the foundation be charged for using the facilities.
Donald came in and said, you know what? We're going to start billing you guys. Even though this is a charity event, even though this is for Kids for Cancer, we want you guys to pay.
Even though this is for kids with cancer, we want you guys to pay. That is heartless and also the theme of Trump's new healthcare plan. Oh, and if that wasn't bad enough, Daddy Trump also started charging his son's charity 500% more than a venue would usually charge. That's what he also did. Yeah. So I guess at the end of the day, we're starting to understand that this is the curse of being one of Donald Trump's children. You can try and be good, but he'll be like, no, don't do that. You're a Trump. And now Eric might as well be one of Trump's buildings. He's not as popular as he once was, and if you look deep, you'll find that he's also empty on the inside. We'll be right back.
The accusations against our groper in chief as governor of New York. This guy was made a hero when he seems like he's maybe the biggest predator in American politics today.
In recent weeks, Donald Trump Jr., the oldest, least Eric-y son of Donald Trump, has been complaining that a politician has not been punished for his alleged sex crimes. It raises an uncomfortable question. Does Don Jr. know who his father is? Seriously. That's this week on Unsolved Mysteries, MAGA Edition. You might imagine that Donald Trump Jr. definitely knows who his dad is. The man says the words, my father, more than the Pope.
My father, my father, my father, my father.
And yet, in recent years, a mysterious thing happened. Don Jr. started talking like a man who had no damn idea that Donald Trump was his daddy. Listen to this.
I wish my name was Hunter Biden. I could go abroad, make millions off of my father's presidency. I'd be a really rich guy. It would be incredible.
He knows who his dad is, right? Because this is like the Kool-Aid man complaining about other people crashing through walls and leaving Kool-Aid man-sized holes.
Whether it's Hunter, whether it's Joe Biden's brother, whether it's his sister, they've all spent their entire lives profiting of Joe Biden's taxpayer-funded offices. Here, son, here's every job you've ever had.
Does Don Jr. think that he got that job at the Trump Organization because he wrote a good cover letter? Does Donald Trump Jr. not know what the word Jr. means? Just like he thought Saturday Night Live was abbreviated S&L. What explains this mystifying lack of self-awareness? Is it possible that the unthinkable is true? That Don Jr. doesn't know that Donald Trump is his father? Investigators have combed through days of footage of Don Jr. and Donald together, but have not found a single hug or even an affectionate look between the two. Because really, if Don Jr. does know that Donald Trump is his father, what could explain this?
Joe Biden, as a presidential contender, is likely the most corrupted and potentially corrupted person to ever run for office of the presidency.
Joe Biden doesn't know where he is,
right?
50% of the time.
The guy can't form a complete sentence.
It's almost like the whole Biden family is entirely dependent on Joe holding public office.
Am I the only one seeing this? If you have any information as to why Donald Trump Jr. doesn't seem to realize that his father is Donald Trump, please contact Unsolved Mysteries before he starts complaining that Joe Biden is a racist tax cheat who couldn't even run a casino. You know what's coming. Get off this dock, it smells like old foots.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
You know, a lot of times on this program, we're always talking about the problems in our society. But our society has much to celebrate.
Everybody's talking about dad bods.
Guys who look like they go to the gym, but they also maybe enjoy a little pizza, a little beer.
Elizabeth and I find it really attractive.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Segel, and Seth Rogen have all been called dad bods.
Undefined abs and maybe even a little bit of flab are actually in.
Women admitting that normal-looking guys are the sexy ones.
Yeah. It's like Christmas came early this year for dudes, because everywhere you look, there's Jolly Fat Man. For more on the new look that's driving women crazy, we're joined by senior women's issues correspondent, Kristen Shaw. Kristen!
Hello! Well, thanks, John, and what a great day for men. It's time society finally accepted that a man's body changes when he has kids. He spent 9 months eating too much because his pregnant wife is stressing him out. And then there's a screaming baby at home who's got to get out for pizza and beer as much as he can. It's just biology, John.
You know, but a lot of those guys we just heard about, they're not even dads.
You don't have to be a dad to have a dad bod. You just have to be really lazy. And women are lining up at the dad bod buffet, which is great news because now you don't have to worry about magazines like this shoving an impossible body image down your throat, like this chiseled triangle thing. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the borderline between where the chest ends, you know, and then the fun begins. You know what? Let's just forget about these names because it is gone. Ah! That felt empowering, John.
Wow.
Here, you try. Rip this guy up. Come on.
Okay. There we go. Absolutely. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Get rid of it. Good job, John. Just put all your... Well, you know who really loves this dad bod trend?
Who?
Guys like you, who get most of their exercise by turning from camera one to camera three.
As a 40-something-year-old dad, I find this notion profoundly reassuring.
Show us your dad bod.
I wish I could. I'm going to get a beer pizza after the show.
Dad, I think women think you're sort of nuts if you've got this six-pack.
I'm in like a dad bod sandwich right here.
A really good belly laugh. Well, the guys are. If that woman had a belly at all, they would not let her on that show.
Well, I don't know, Chris. I mean, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe dad bod is just the beginning, and it opens the door to celebrating the mom bod. It
Oh, sweet, sweet John. We're already obsessed with mom bods, or at least how fast moms can get rid of them.
There's a new breed of mom on the playground, dubbed momshells. They're a hybrid of mommies and bombshells.
That's 11 months after giving birth.
She looks amazing.
She had a baby 7 months ago.
She has a 5-month-old.
3 months after having a baby.
Looking impossibly svelte.
Perfect.
Amazing. Incredible.
Just weeks after giving birth.
Look at that figure, too. She's just had a baby.
They're not real people, they're celebrities. Beyoncé, Scarlett Johansson, J-Lo, Michelle Duggar.
Michelle Duggar? From the reality show with the 19 kids?
Yeah, that's how hot she is. Her husband is never not f***ing her. Why do you think she has to hide her body under that sister wife dress to stop tempting the rest of us?
Why is there so much pressure, though, on women to be skinny? You know, it hasn't always been that way. Look at the Rubenesque women in those older paintings by...
Right, Picasso. Ugh, talk about impossible body standards. I spent years trying to get my nose on the side of my face. Admit it, John, women will never be able to relax about their bodies the way that men can.
Well, it's too bad because it feels great to be able to, you know, to not think about it. The old... Feel good in the old dad bottom line. I mean,
you earned it, Daddy-O. All that not working out, focusing on other things besides your body. You know, why don't you stand up and give the audience a little treat? Show them what a mostly adequate physique looks like. Did. Show off how your looks are not what society values most in you. Looking good.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm starting to feel it. Oh, yeah, I'm starting to feel it.
Keep posing.
I'm starting to feel it now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Here comes a twerk. I'm a twerk. Kristen Shaw, everybody. We'll be right back. Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
What's going on, Hassan? How you doing, my dude?
What's up, man?
Is this weird for you?
This is upsetting.
Why is it upsetting?
This is upsetting.
It can't be upsetting. It's just different.
This feeling, this vibe, feels very red table talk right now.
Oh, I like
it's a little bit. You know what I mean?
Spill about your relationship. Yeah. We can do that.
You're gonna tell me how my wife is sleeping with an R&B singer?
Hey, my friend, we can do anything at this table. But how are you, man?
I've been good, man. Good to see you.
You're more than good. Like,
I'm great.
I tell you, it's so much fun to watch good people get good things in life. You know,
Thank you, man. Like you, dude, you
were there at the very beginning of the Daily Show, my Daily Show.
Yes.
You know, we went through the trenches together.
Together.
Like where people were like, it's terrible. It'll never last. These people are horrible. They're not funny. We felt it all.
Yes.
We rode through it together. And
to your credit, you didn't fire me. And I really needed health insurance at the time. I was like, yo, this dude from South Africa is here. Heads are about to roll. I just got married. Like, I was like, bro, don't do this to me. Like, don't do this to me. Yeah.
And look at you now. Look, forgive me if I miss a thing. I mean,
sure.
Patriot Act.
Yes.
Multiple award-winning show. Congratulations. Six seasons on Netflix. Then you leave that to go and do completely different things. I mean, then we see you in everything from, like, ads to shows that are, like, huge. The Morning Show, season 2. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I saw you dancing with, like, Reese Witherspoon. I was like, I was like, well.
It was dope.
You're not just doing TV. You're on tour again.
Yes.
You put out Homecoming King.
Yes.
Easily like one of the most innovative shows that anyone had ever seen. Your new tour now, you're doing
the
same thing.
Same sort of thing where I've always liked it. The lighting design, stage design, graphics. I just feel like my brain already works that way visually.
Right.
And so I always loved shows that were like that. And whenever you go to the UK or you actually watch theater, you see all those elements.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you see a show on Broadway or you see a show in the UK, you'll see act breaks. You'll see changes of colors that represent different.
So you think of it as like an entire production.
Totally. I've always loved the visual experience of going to see music that way or going to see theater that way. And I always thought, why can't comedy be that?
Here's a question I have with the show.
Yes.
So you've got all of these visual elements.
Yes.
I don't want to give away like any big parts of the show, but I know you have a joke about infertility.
Yeah.
Your infertility in particular.
Yes.
Which I was like, wow, okay, Hassan, brave. So are there visual aids that go with that?
No, I didn't just like show a diagram. Like, so speaking of my vas deferens, I didn't do it.
Okay.
But to me, the what I love about comedy, in my favorite comedy, is confessional. I'm gonna tell you something I'm too afraid to tell other people. So actually, the beginning of the show goes back to some of the conversations we had early on. I remember Bina and I were trying to get pregnant while I was still at The Daily Show.
Yep.
And we could not get pregnant, and it was my fault. And I wasn't telling anybody about this. And I remember you would sometimes come up to me and be like, hey man, you look a little glum. Like, are you okay? You and Bina okay? You guys are like Indian Barbie and Ken. And I'm like, I know. And kind of like Ken, I'm infertile. My genitals don't work either. And that's like it's a thing you carry. It's not usually talked about for most men. And
yes.
I start the show that way. Fertility, fatherhood, freedom of speech, all the things that I've been going through the past 4 or 5 years.
I don't even explain it. I just love that. Fertility, fatherhood, freedom of speech. I like how...
Yeah.
It's like of course. I mean, of course, these things go together. You're a father of two, though, now. Congratulations.
Yes, 4 and 2, yeah.
Yeah? You enjoying it?
Yes. Yes, it's... You know, this is going to be public record, and I just want my children to know it's been a thrill of a lifetime, and it's a true honor and privilege being their father.
Are your kids starting to like show you a bit of your funny back to you?
Yeah, they're really funny.
Yeah?
Yeah, my daughter's like really, really, really funny. She knows how to needle my wife and I. Yeah. Like the other day she was getting into it with Bina, and she knows like, look, when comedians will make fun of each other, we'll go, I don't like that jacket, I don't like your hair. But she was arguing with Bina, and she knew, I'm not even gonna mess with nouns. I'm gonna go right at adjectives. I'm gonna glut your soul. She's just like, Mommy, don't tell me what to do. You're fake.
Wow.
And Bina was just like, wow. I was like, you should just make fun of the way she looks. Yeah, don't talk about the content of a character. That's actually crueler than being like, I don't like your hair.
But she nailed it,
yeah,
though.
She was like, you're fake.
She nailed it.
And I was like, hey, don't do that. Don't be mean to Mommy. And she's like, you're projecting. I'm like, hey, what is happening? What is going on right now? Okay, let me tell you something this. I want the Twitterati to know. I want everyone to know this. It was so cool of you. You also were one of the first people that kind of gave me my first test drive through fame. Remember you were my Met Gala date?
Oh, yeah, that was your Met Gala date. No, I was your Met Gala date.
Yeah, and you go, and I remember I was being very awkward and weird. And you go, hey, man, you're being very awkward and weird. You need to enjoy this.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you go, hey man, listen. Because you could see it in my eyes.
Okay, yes, that's true. I didn't know I said awkward and weird. I think I said you look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But maybe that, I wouldn't say to someone they look awkward and weird.
You know, you said it in a very kind way.
Okay.
But I read the subtext and you go, hey, listen, man, and this was a really profound quote. You go, listen, if you see anybody that you respect or admire, you should take a selfie with them tonight. You should treat fame like a rental car. Take a spin around the block. That way when they take the car back, you won't feel like they're taking a piece of you. And I don't know if you remember this, at the end of the night, we saw Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
She was walking down the stairs, leaving the Met Gala, and I was too nervous to say anything. And you go, hey, Nicki, turn around. And you know, she was like dressed like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember
she turned
that.
Around. She turned around, and you go, look, it's your cousin. Take a photo with your cousin. And she was like, what? No! And then she just walked off with her umbrella. And I'm so glad she said no, because I would have been that cousin that had the swollen testicle, which is the reason why she didn't get the vaccine. Getty Images would have been like, swollen testicle Minaj is the reason why Nicki did not get the vaccine. Just Getty Images, my goofy.
That was a fun night.
That was a fun night.
Before I let you go though.
Yes.
Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City Music Hall.
Five shows. Man, congrats.
Thank you, man.
Like 1,000 times. Dude, I remember like where you'd be like stressed about a show.
Yes.
You'd be like, oh man, is this gonna sell out? Is this gonna do this? What do you think of it? And look at you now.
Yeah, man.
You deserve all of it, my friend.
Thank you, man.
For real, man. You're one of the funniest people I know. One of the most insightful people, just in like how you've lived, how you've enjoyed, how you've done your thing. I do have to like relearn your name, which is weird. I'm not gonna lie. Because it's like, now I feel like I'm in your family, which I think you understand.
Yes.
Because like all my Indian friends have like the way everyone says their name and they say their name at like work, and then how their family says their name. Like
the
first time you hear it will be like with the dad.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, hey, Hassan. Be like, hey, Hassan, it's me, Hassan. And then it'll be like, Hassan.
Yeah.
And then you're like, who's that?
And you're like, who's that?
Yeah. And now I feel like I'm like almost overstepping boundaries, and I'm like, oh, Hassan. I'm like, am I trying to be his dad? Am I trying to be, you know?
No, it's not that. Look, for me, it just came to this moment in my career and my life where I'm like, all I really want to do is close the gap between who I am on Instagram and who I am on iMessage. You know what I mean? Now I'm iMessage me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the
When
show.
Do we get to WhatsApp you?
WhatsApp me is really wild. That's where it gets
pretty good. All right, so just iMessage you
iMessage
for now.
Is cool, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like and that's what I want to show the world, you know?
And that's what the show is.
Yeah.
My dude, I appreciate it. I will be at the show.
Thank you.
Congrats, my dude.
Appreciate
on everything, man.
Appreciate you, man.
So much fun.
Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.